Would You Say I'm Worthy? Written by Softer Sin. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Call of Duty. Rating, explicit. Relationship, soap, ghost. Also tagged for angst, emotional hurt comfort, porn with feelings, erectile dysfunction, chemical castration, past torture, non-consensual body modification, bodily autonomy, loss of bodily autonomy, regaining bodily autonomy, control, trust, developing relationship, relationship negotiation, consensual but not safe or sane, under-negotiated kink, gunplay, naked male, clothed male, power dynamics, dom-sub dynamics, coming untouched, stone top, and hopeful ending. Recorded for Kinktober 2025.
I'm not afraid of the war you've come to wage against my sins. I'm not okay, but I can try my best to just pretend. So will you weigh me out, or will you drown me out? So will you weigh me out, or will you drown me?
Ghost walks like it hangs low. There's a tilt to his hips and a spread to his thighs, and Johnny's never been able to stop staring. And Ghost's never asked him to. He knows he's seen him. He's not exactly discreet. He swears he's even seen him cock his hips out to give him a better view. But he always pulls back just as they toe the line. Verbal cold water on the tentative heat they can't help but spark when they're together. It's never a no. Johnny's not so selfish of a cunt that he'd push when he knows he isn't welcome. It's always a reluctance, and I wish I could. Never in so many words. An open-ended, but, as Ghost circles the reason without ever actually saying it. Johnny can tell it's something personal, something more than a difference in rank could ever excuse. So he backs off when Ghost does, jokes instead of flirts, and holds his breath through the agonizing wait until Ghost lets him in close again. Waits to know if he'll let him in close again. It's almost anticlimactic, the end of their dance. His delicate steps and looping logic to work out why, bulldozed as Ghost comes out one random night and says, "I can't fuck." It's not bitter, doesn't grate coming out of his throat. He doesn't spit it like it's something to be ashamed of. It's not twisted with insecurity as if it's an accusation by an ex. It's a statement of fact. "You can't fuck," Johnny echoes, because even if it is the reason, the big why, it still doesn't really answer anything. "I can't get it up," he elaborates, this horrible blankness in his eyes like he's reading from a script. "Whatever you're looking for, whatever you want, I can't give it to you." Johnny just looks at him, the chill air prickling his skin. "Right," he nods, "because my interest in you starts and ends with your dick." That blank calm cracks. "Johnny," he warns. "Do you really think I'm that shallow?" He cuts in, cursing himself for the way his voice breaks, but he never thought Ghost would think so low of him. That this whole time he's thought they see each other eye to eye, Ghost's thought sex is the only thing he wants from him. Like I'd take you for a ride and just drop you? There's a difference between not getting it for one night and never getting it at all. Ghost growls, turning his back on him to lean against the edge of the roof. His shoulders heave and the anger seeps from him in one long breath. It's not a hitch, Johnny. Not a performance issue or PTSD or whatever the fuck you're thinking. It's permanent. Irreversible. Irreversible. Johnny stops, cold creeping up his limbs and dousing his defensive anger. Ghost is many things when it comes to words. Chief amongst them all is deliberate. He didn't say it's unfixable, incurable, irreversible. Johnny buries his selfish hurt and scuffs his boots, an unobtrusive warning of movement, and comes up beside him, just enough distance between them to catch their breaths. He leans back against the ledge and looks over the opposite side of the roof at the dark sky. Mexico, he murmurs. Not an accusation. Not even really a question. But Ghost collapses in on himself anyway, digging his crossed arms into the ledge and sinking into them. Mexico, he agrees just as quietly. Apparently, Roba found it more entertaining to let me keep it, but cut the cords. More demeaning that way. Cock's gone, least you don't feel the urge. Don't have to look at the fucking thing hang there when nothing fucking works. It's not about how I see you, Johnny, Ghost promises, and it's almost apologetic. But you like sex. Eventually you'll want it, and I can't give it to you. Easier to just not get to that point. Johnny's jaw flexes. Everything in him wants to reject it, wants to protest that something as momentary as an orgasm is more important to him than Ghost. But he also knows words are useless here. They stand there, looking out into the gathering dark, tense silence hanging between them. And the only thing Johnny knows is that if he isn't careful, he could lose the one person he cares about most. Ghost's been uneasy since his abrupt confession. He knows it was sudden, borderline cruel to dump his shit on Johnny with no warning, but he just couldn't take it anymore. Couldn't take the back and forth when he knew it would never go anywhere. Couldn't take Johnny's hope when he knew he'd have to watch it twist into disgust and pity, into disappointment. He figures that's the end of it. There'll be no more flirting now, no more staring or heated looks, no more teasing him by spreading his knees out just to see the flash of hunger in his eyes. The control he felt playing with Johnny, knowing it was welcome just because he could. He'll never feel that again. Not now that Johnny knows the truth. Then he steps into his room to find Johnny lying naked on his bed. He's not spread out like an offering, not throwing him some cheap, sultry glance as he plays with himself like a bad porno. He's not even hard, his cock sitting limp over the cradle of his balls, his legs bent loosely together, arms under his head as if he's settling down for the night. Ghost sighs and shuts the door behind him. Johnny. I know. Johnny says, and it's gentle, not cutting him off, just getting his attention. Just hear me out. There's nothing else to say. There's nothing Johnny can say or do to fix his violated body. But Ghost still crosses his arms and leans back against the door like he can anyway. Johnny pushes himself up and off the bed, closing the distance between them, but still giving him enough space to breathe, to open the door behind him, to escape. I can never know what was taken from you, he begins, and Ghost's fingers dig into his arms. I can never know what it means to you, and I can never get it back. He doesn't break eye contact and slowly lowers himself to his knees. But I can give you something else. You, Ghost guesses flatly, and as often as he's imagined having Johnny look up at him like this, it's still not enough to offset the sickening swoop in his gut when his cock doesn't so much as twitch. I'm a nice bonus, Johnny purrs, but his smile remains gentle. But I'm not the main event. He lifts a hand and Ghost tenses, ready to smack it away when he reaches for his thigh holster instead of his belt. He flicks the closing strap open and pulls his handgun, his favorite, free. You told me you can't fuck, he murmurs, popping out the clip. He taps it against the side and loads it back in with a practiced hit with the butt of his palm. But fucking isn't all there is. Johnny, what? Ghost starts, just to cut himself off as Johnny thumbs off the safety and loads around into the chamber. You trust me? Johnny asks, and it's as loaded as the gun in his hand. Good, then, that Ghost knows the answer. Always have. Johnny's smile blooms with warmth, with pride. So thankful, and it chases away any reluctance he could possibly feel. He lets himself take his hands in his, wrapping it around the gun with his finger on the trigger guard. He brings the barrel up beside his temple, holding it steady before his hands fall away, until it's only Ghost between him and a bullet. Johnny's hands go to his belt, his movements slow enough for Ghost to stop him long before he reaches his cock, forever hanging soft in his pants. But he just rubs the muzzle along his temple, almost nuzzling him with the gun as he pulls open his jeans and boxers. He waits for Johnny to take him in hand, maybe try and pantomime him through a handy, and his hips almost recoil at the thought. But he doesn't try to touch him. Instead, he takes his wrist and guides the gun to sit in front of his cock, angling it to follow the same slight curve he has. Then holds his hands behind his back like he's standing at attention. He splays his knees wide, sinking deeper, and Ghost sucks in a harsh breath as he ducks under the gun, his eyes locked on his as he curls his tongue under the barrel and brings it into his mouth. It takes every ounce of will he has not to let his hand shake around the gun as Johnny gives it the slowest, messiest blowjob he's ever seen, slowly rising higher on his knees, guiding the gun up with him as if it's his cock hardening. His cheeks hollow as he sucks, tongue laving up the barrel and flicking out to play with the muzzle like a cockhead, moaning with every bob of his head until saliva drips off the metal and makes a mess of his chin. Ghost's never felt so powerful as he does watching Johnny hang off the end of his gun, watching his cock harden and drool between his legs without a single touch, knowing he could pull the trigger at any moment, and not only would Johnny let him, he'd thank him. The thought breaks him from his paralysis, drawing the gun from his lips, and Johnny immediately stills, rolling his wide eyes up like he's trying to check on him. Ghost pushes every ounce of heat into his gaze and cocks the gun to the side, slowly pushing it back in until Johnny's lips meet the trigger guard. Johnny whines as he fucks his mouth, thrusting his hips along with each long drag like the gun is an extension of his body, almost too rough as tears prick his eyes and his lips redden and bruise. But he never asks him to stop, his cock leaking a puddle on the floor beneath him. You gonna come for me, Johnny? Ghost croons, holding back a groan when just his voice is enough to make him shiver. Gonna come with my fucking gun down your throat? He gives a broken whimper, as close to an agreement as he can make, and Ghost crowds in close. He grips the base of his mohawk, wrenching his head back until his throat is flush to the front of his thigh. Johnny lets out a choked cry, eyes rolling back, and he doesn't hold back as he brutally fucks his face, feeling the bulge of his gun in his throat against his leg. Come on, Johnny, you want to be my good little holster? he growls and makes sure he's watching as his finger moves from the guard to the trigger. Then take my fucking load. He forces the gun as deep as he can, and Johnny gags, his shaking body locking up as he comes untouched, the gun muffling his garbled whine as he paints the floor in Ghost's boot, his ruddy cock twitching and pulsing hard enough to bump against his belly and leave a string of cum threading from it to his cock. Ghost watches him spasm and moan, his throat convulsing around the gun, and a heated knot of satisfaction tightens in his gut, so close to the memory of an orgasm he's almost dizzy with it. Johnny slumps forward, his hands slipping from behind his back, and Ghost quickly flicks the safety back on and drops to his knees. He slides the gun away and pulls Johnny forward to collapse onto his chest, taking his weight off his knees, his whole body trembling with aftershocks. You're crazy, Johnny, Ghost whispers, awed, and feels him smile against his chest. Aye, he rasps, voice destroyed from his gun scraping up his throat. How else am I supposed to prove that I mean it? Ghost tries not to tense up, tries not to let hope sink its cruel roots into his chest. Mean it? Johnny pulls back, his cheeks still flushed and sticky with spilled tears. I'm yours, Ghost. In any and every way you'll have me, he promises. Sex or no sex, this can never happen again, and I'll still never stop wanting you. It doesn't matter to me as much as you do. You're everything to me, Ghost. Not your body, not what you can give me, just you. A knot crowds in his throat. And you needed to deep-throat my pistol to prove that? He deflects. And just like always, Johnny lets him. Worked, didn't it? He winks. You blew my brains out. Ghost rolls his eyes to hide the softness he knows is flooding them, and helps Johnny up. He gets him into his shower, cleaning him of the sweat and cum and spit covering his body. That Ghost covered him in. His chest hitches as he strips himself down to a single layer and all but falls into bed. Johnny hesitates, just slightly, at the edge of the bed, and he tugs him in after him, splaying his still-naked body over him, sated and loose. I really do mean it, Johnny whispers into the crook of his neck sometime later, when their breaths have settled and synced. Ghost sweeps his finger up and down the length of his spine. Skin he's never seen. Skin he now knows every inch of. I know you do, he whispers back. And for once, he thinks it might be enough. The end. Author's notes. Hello, I am once again thinking about erectile dysfunction, as I am wont to do, and how such a major loss of identity and control can seriously mess you up. That's very much the theme in this one. As much as it's obviously about gunplay and how hot that is, it's also about regaining that control over yourself. Ghost was emasculated and violated. It's not really about sex, and Soap knows that. It's about retaking what was stolen from him. Which is why something like just using toys wouldn't be enough and would actually probably damage him more. The power Ghost feels is hugely important to his journey to healing, and they almost definitely aren't going about it the best way, but hey, if it works, it works. Also, just a little thing, but both of them non-verbally setting the boundary of Soap's hands being behind his back, meaning the scene is going, actually makes me melt. The second Soap's hands come forward, not only do they both take it as the end of the scene, but Ghost takes it as Soap not being present enough to consent to continuing. He's either slipped deep enough into subspace, or he's exhausted enough that he can't hold the position, which means the scene is over. I love them so goddamn much. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment, you're more than welcome to do so. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, the podficker, the place to do that is the podfic post, which is probably where you found the podfic in the first place. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author, the place to do that is on the text post, which is linked from the podfic post. Thanks for listening!